fucking bullshit. But you know what? They fool a lot of people. You know there's a lot of dumb people out there. You fucking know it. I mean, it's unfortunate. But we have to call it like it is. Always make sure when you're in Melbourne to wear your face mask and your face shield that says face shield. What a clip. What a fucking clip. Well, let's go back to the videotape. I think we have Biden, part of his press conference today. We didn't want to pick too much from it because it's just, as you can expect, a shit show. And it's unbelievable. Let's go to the videotape.
You were asked whether or not you believed that we would have free and fair elections in 2022 if some of these state legislatures reformed their voting protocols. You said that it depends. Do you think that they would in any way be illegitimate?
Oh, yeah, I think it easily could be illegitimate. Imagine if, in fact, Trump has succeeded in convincing Pence to not count the votes.
In regards to 2022, sir, the midterm
election. Oh, 2022.
Elections.
I mean, imagine if those attempts to say that the count was not legit. You have to recount it, or we're not going to count. We're going to discard the following votes. I mean, sure, I'm not saying it's going to be legit. It's the increase in the prospect of being illegitimate is a direct proportion to us not being able to get these reforms passed. But I don't think you're not going to see me, and I don't think you're going to see the Democratic Party give up on coming back at assuming that the attempt fails today.
And then one more, sir. You campaigned and you ran on a return to civility. And I know that you dispute the characterization that you called folks who would oppose those voting bills as being Bull Connor or George Wallace. But you said that they would be sort of in the same camp.
No, I didn't say that. Look what I said. Go back and read what I said. And tell me if you think I called anyone who voted on the side of the position taken by Bull Connor that they were Bull Connor.
And
that is an interesting reading of English. I assume you got into journalism because you like to write.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to just keep our composure.
Folks, you know that this scheme is starting to come apart and the wheels are coming off. When I talk about the average age of White House, somebody covering the White House beat is about 27. So you see this kid, he's a kid. This guy looks probably younger than 27. His voice is cracking. President Biden, what do you say about fair elections? He's like fucking Peter Brady, okay? But you got to give the kid credit, right? Like a lot of people watch these reporters and think it's easy to stand up and question public officials. It's not always easy, especially when you're young. You know, they could crush you. Like Biden could crush that guy's career. It looks like he was trying to. But so it's not always easy to get proper questions out and hard questions, right? It takes a while to learn how to be a fucking dick. And usually they get away with murder, the politicians, because the kids are covering and their kids, right? They don't have the capability to say, hey, whoa, you didn't answer the question. Now, I used to do that. I used to flag and be like, whoa, what are you talking about? Don't think it's just because I'm young, I'm stupid. Just answer the question. And you say stuff like that to them. Like, oh, whoa, this guy's for real. All right? But the fact that this Poindexter gets up there with a crackly voice and everything and is actually questioning this guy, that's a fucking township rebellion. That he has the confidence to get up there. He knows this guy's a paper tiger. He knows Biden's a fucking paper tiger. So he can get up there even with his cracky voice, his cracking voice, and he's young. And credit to him, he didn't take the bait at the end. You know what I mean? Biden fucking snaps, and he just came right back at him. The reporter came right back at him and said, hey, very interesting. Well, I sit there and watch that. I said, oh, people are like, I don't even know who this reporter is. That's the point. You don't know who he is, right? There's plenty of reporters you don't know who they are. And they wouldn't even get a sniff at asking Biden a question. And if they did, it certainly would be a softball to try to ingratiate themselves to the White House. Press folks, right? Not this dude. This dude got up there and said, fuck this cat. I'm gonna get in his face a little bit. You can say what you want about the media, but they are professionals at reading the weather vane. If they see that the emperor has no clothes, they're gonna go after him. And they're starting to go after him. The very fact that this young kid stood up there and got in his face, that's a problem for Biden. That's a problem for Biden. In the old days, if he did that, in my day, we'll say it, I guess that is the old days, you would walk, when I was covering a state house in Jersey, you would leave and the fucking aide would come over, the press aide, would get in your face. I tuned up the governor, I don't know, second or third day I was in the state house. And there's all these old fucking reporters, worthless pieces of shit, you know what I mean? Like, who's this guy? And I tuned the fucking governor up, and I was walking away, and somebody grabbed my arm. And I said, do I know you, chief? And he said, I'm the governor's bubba. I said, don't you ever fucking touch me again. I'll drop you right fucking here. You understand that? I will fuck you up in here. I don't care about who the fuck you are. You ever grab me again, I will fuck you up. So you know he went back and told my editor and everything, right? I don't give a shit. I was 20, maybe 28. No. Yeah, I was 28. He said, you know, there's a decorum here. You don't just blurt things out to the governor. I said, well, the decorum has fucking changed. I'm here now. You understand? I'm running the fuck. I run my own show. I'm the star of my own fucking show. I don't need your script. I got my own thing going on here. If I need an answer to a question, I'm going to get it. And I'm not going to come looking at for an answer from you. I'll show up at the fucking governor's house. You understand? Don't ever fucking touch me. And so you can imagine how my career went in Trenton, New Jersey. It was very tumultuous. But you understand, you see, I at least do. I pick up on these things. This young dude who stood up there and grilled him, this fucking bad news for Biden. Because it's happening more and more, which means nobody is grabbing that kid after the press conference and saying, don't do it again, because it keeps happening again. So they stop grabbing reporters and trying to like steer them. They're not doing it anymore. That's almost like there's a sense of fuck it. Biden's press folks have surrendered trying to handle the media. Right. And so things are going to go downhill fast if that's true. Because a lot of people, when they get intimidated, the Clintons were famous for this. They would intimidate reporters viciously. Then they'd back off. And they wouldn't report on things because they're like, fuck it, it's not worth the hassle. It's human nature, right? If every time you do something, you're going to get punched in the face for it, you're going to think about doing it. And continue to do those things that are going to get you choked out, punched in the face. So it's not happening. That's not happening behind the scenes. You can tell. At least I can. So I wanted to point that out to you. And watch things deteriorate quick with the media. If they're going to go after him, you might be seeing the first fired salvos. When a young kid gets up, look the fuck out. And don't think that the veterans, the big sharks, they see some blood in the water like that. Oh, here they come. Because they're not going to get left behind. Even if they come late, they'll get their cheap shots in, believe me. So let's see what happens with that. I just wanted to point that out. Let's talk about investigations real quick before we get into other stuff. We have any other videos? I know we have the one at the end of the nights like this. I start talking and I don't stop talking. Give me a second. Well, you might have a little surprise coming your way. Look, we have some rare. We know that Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, has retired. We know that he plays a guitar and he writes songs and stuff. Perhaps Fauci is going to be singing in Collins' band after he either leaves the NIH or is escorted out. Or worse. Don't think. You know, the amazing thing about Fauci is he doesn't understand the people he's fucking working for. He dropped this guy like a hot potato. He has no idea. He's just a hired help. That's all he is. He's a hamster on a wheel. These guys are fucking dangerous. They're dangerous. And when they smell blood in the water, too, that could be it for anybody. Believe me. Read between the lines. I'm not talking about losing your career. I'm talking about losing your fucking life. These people are insane. You don't think so? How many millions of people have they killed? Just in the last couple years. We're not even talking about the ones they've maimed.
You're garbage for letting us all go down the drain.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you where I think we're at in this and what I think is going to be the... There's natures of investigation. There's phases of investigation. There's all different types of things when you're dealing with fraud, specifically with fraud. This isn't like somebody snatched a fucking chain or a purse or something like that. This is white-collar fraud that actually crosses into sophisticated homicide and manslaughter. I mean, crimes against humanity is really what it's going to come down to. And it's interesting because the reporter from the Hill says those three words, crimes against humanity. Now, I just told you about the young buck who got in Biden's face. When you start losing reporters from the Hill and reporters from the Hill start talking about crimes against humanity, yeah, there's blood in the fucking water. Look the fuck out. And when you've been in the media for a while, you have a sixth sense. Just like a shark. Just like a shark. It's like, it's blood in the fucking water. I might have to swim a little bit to find it, but it's over there somewhere. And here they come. Here they come. And I said this before, I'm not looking for a fucking trophy. I don't give two hoots about it. I said, it's going to get to a point where they can't keep a lid on it. We're here. Well, actually, we're past that point. We passed that precipice already. And we've been telling you the whole time where we are in relation to that. Well, we're here. But let me tell you something that's even more troubling if you're on the other side and you're running a scheme. There comes a time where all criminals and all perps understand that they're in trouble. That they're in trouble. That all the tricks they try to mask their guilt, all the schemes, all the techniques they use to cover up their footprints and their fingerprints was to no avail. And we're getting there. I think we're already there on the folks on the other side. And that's one of the reasons you're going to see them push to jab five and under, because the clock is fucking ticking. And they're going to try to do what they can to fuck up more kids. Because that's part of the script. As twisted as it is. We talk about professional investigators. We talk about amateur investigators, whatever. A good investigator is a good investigator. Could be your mom, could be your grandma, could be anybody, could be you. Okay. The old school, you would have a crime, and then you would go out. The first thing you would do is identify the would-be criminal or criminals, and then you would try to make sure that you had a good beat on those criminals, that they wouldn't fucking fly the coop while you were launching an investigation. And then you try to build evidence for court. You try to build evidence to pinpoint their involvement, their complicity in said scheme. That's like the old school way. And a lot of detectives, they start out, they do that. I usually would work my way backwards. If you run a good third part of that and you go and you pinpoint the scheme and you collect evidence, and you cross all your T's and dot all your I's, and put together a good investigation and you turn all your rocks over, the criminals will be identified. Now, you can't always do that. Some cats are slick. You got to wait till next round to get them. You know pretty much who's responsible, but you just don't have the intelligence to put them away. Well, we're at this stage where we have the intelligence. For the Faucis of the world, et cetera. I mean, it's a massive amount of evidence. And it's come out, like we said it would, over the last 2 years. And if you're on the other side, if you're a Fauci, you thought you're going to get away with things, and just so many different people, right? This is why you have top brass in the CDC and the FDA resigning and trying to get out of Dodge. Because they've come to understand that there are a lot of eyes on this. Not just in the United States, but on the national stage, of course, but the international stage. And the evidence that's been turned over, the evidence that's been collected, short of confessions. We don't need confessions at this point. We have eyewitness testimony. There was originally plenty of circumstantial evidence we talked about in the last 2 years. We pinpointed. And then since that, it's developed into bona fide facts. It's no longer circumstantial. They know that. There's a point where the criminal knows they're fucked. And all they can do is pray. Pray it doesn't advance. All their opportunities that they took to try to cover things up, all the contacts they called to make sure that they'd stay out of jail, out of prison, out of the limelight. There comes a point where they realize that the evidence is overflowing and they can't make it stop. They can't tie it off. So I think we're at that point. The next thing to come, of course, will be confessions. If you start turning people and people running for the lifeboats, you know, when you have a collection of criminals, the first one of the lifeboat wins, the first two or three of the lifeboat wins. So it becomes a race of the rats as they flee the ship. Talk about roaming, right? B-52s. It's a heavy burden for these cats. I've talked to many of them to understand that it's fucking over, that all their schemes, it's over. And whatever they were promised, quid pro quo for doing this, it won't matter. Won't matter. And I think we're at that point. We're at that point. I'm not even talking about them going to jail or the FBI or the Justice Department. I'm talking about something much larger. I'm talking about the collective understanding that they got played and lied to and poisoned. A little newsflash. We don't need, and the world and communities and mankind never needed the FBI, and they never needed fucking anybody to right the wrongs. If people find out they got fucked and their relatives died, and this was all a scheme, the whole thing's going to unravel. And the people who are responsible, there's not a fucking one place they can go to be safe. Fuck the FBI and the Justice Department. Nothing to do with it. This is beyond people going to jail. This is... people are going to be looking for fucking scalps, man. We're getting to that point. Everything they try, it hasn't worked. So when I see this Russia play, I say, well, they're going to try it. They're going to try it to try to distract you, because I think the heat is really turning up in many instances. One of the stages of an investigation is proving somebody's guilt. And we said back in March and April 2020, when we talked to Maria Albanese on the show, I said, well, you give these people enough rope and they'll hang themselves. There's no rush. We don't have to prove their guilt in the next two or three episodes. We'll just wait. We have time. That's one thing we do have, time. It's unfortunate that many people are going to die in the process, but we can't control that. So at that time, we pinpointed the existence of crimes, the existence of a scheme, we pinpointed in early March 2020, April 2020, that there's little doubt this was about a vaccine. That I said that they had already cooked up the vaccine prior to the scheme. It's not even fucking plausible that they would just whip this up in a couple weeks. The logistics of doing that and delivering it and having it brought to market, it's almost an impossibility when you understand how pharmaceutical companies work. So they had this fake cure ready to roll. That was the fucking point of the whole thing, to pump this into people. And everything that's coming out now, and we're talking right now, you know, we're able to sort things now after 2 years in a orderly and logical fashion, perhaps better than we could back then. But nonetheless, the tenets haven't changed. The investigation has taken many different routes, but here we are. To wit, people are dying. Why are they dying? It's not happenstance. It wasn't an accident, in other words. And the excuses they keep putting out, they just don't hunt. Dog doesn't hunt time and time again. And the more people know, I've said this the last couple of days, every day more and more and more people know. And when you're doing an investigation, back in the day you're taught to look for the three I's, information, investigation, instrumentation. Well, those three I's are coming together now. Coming together. And while these guys have the media to spin things, it's not fucking working. It's not working. Now, it might work against some man heads, okay, but they don't have really the wherewithal or the power to do anything about it. But when some of the beautiful people start getting wind of this, and their kids are getting messed up and their family members are getting messed up, look out. And guess what? This is global. You have a lot of people all through the world saying, hey, wait. What's going on over there in the U.S.? What was your role in this? What happened? Because we lost some people too. It's really the craziest thing. For me, to be honest with you, as an investigator, somebody who loves a good investigation, a complex investigation, it's bittersweet too, because you realize that people are getting fucking hurt. And it's real time. Usually you investigate something and it's done with. Good or bad, it's over with, and you're trying to put the pieces together. This is real time. This is very difficult, real time, right? And people keep dropping dead, and they're maimed, and they're injured, and it's a damnedest thing to watch. And so we decided the only thing we can do is just try to break these things down for people, and so that people who learn about this and they know about this, they understand that the information is available to them. They can discuss it to others and spread the word. And that's being done. And it's not just from here. It's being done many places. And that has a big effect on things, because that takes something from like a complex scheme to perhaps something that's hard to investigate a probe like this, because there's so many intangibles. Usually you have fucking discernible motives and clues and evidence, physical evidence. You turn over rocks, you're like, oh, look at this. We have an eyewitness here. Oh, look at this. We have a confession. Look at this. We have evidence. It's not so easy here, because there's so many different moving parts you're trying to put together. But the more people that understand this, you don't need as many smoking guns. The entire thing turns out to be a smoking gun. It's a crime that really solves itself through time, because the evidence is so overwhelming, it can no longer be ignored. And so people who are capable of critical thinking and logic and an investigation is a success when all the intelligence, all the information, everything that's been uncovered, all the would-be criminal players are uncovered and it's public, then the investigation is a success. It's not necessarily a success just if somebody goes to jail. I mean, there's different types of justice out there. But regardless of what happens with justice and everything, you understand it's more important, I think. I think the investigation, the probe, the peeling this onion back is more important for you to understand. You to understand that this has been a scheme and to act accordingly. Example. Didn't think I wasn't going to give you an example, do you? A buddy of mine has been sick. Okay. And he says, I can't get anybody. He's not married. I can't get anybody to drop anything on. My family's fucking terrified. I don't want to drop anything off. I have COVID. I took a test. I have COVID. So nobody will come over the house. I said, the fuck do you need? What do you need? Why can't you get something from Instacart? It's like, I'm not in that club, man. It's not really up on the internet, right? Okay. I said, what do you need? Tell me what you need. Well, you can't come over here. You'll get sick. I said, the fuck I will. You tell me what you need. I'll make it happen. Who are you going to send over? Me. I'll fucking come over. I'll come over and give you a hug. Give a fuck about this nonsense. I'm not going to get sick. I had whatever I was supposed to have. I have it. And if I get anything else, I know how to handle it. I'm not going to walk around like I'm terrified to live my life. I'm not going to do it. Gives me a list. I take it over. It's like hiding behind the door. I said, open the fucking door. Let's go. We bring this shit in for you. Dude can barely walk. He's going to. I'm supposed to leave this stuff at the door and run away like a fucking thief in the night. Get the fuck out of here. I know it's a scheme. Intelligence is power, is my point. We've solved. Remember that show, Unsolved Mysteries? It's no longer unsolved. It's no longer a mystery. It was nothing more than a scheme. The whole fucking thing is a scheme. To sell you something, to put something in your body, that's causing problems for people. Now, the motives on why that is happening will likewise reveal themselves later. But for right now, understanding that this is a massive scheme, it could not result in a criminal trial, get to that level, it doesn't matter. It's just so that you understand it's a scheme. So that you, and what's the benefit? In other words, if no one goes to jail, what's the benefit? The benefit is that you can get your life back to normal. You want to go back to normal? Right up here. This is how you go back to normal. You don't worry about what's going on in the fucking world. I'm pointing at my head for the folks on the Thomas Paine podcast on the public. Right here is how you go back to normal. Right here is how you set your family back to normal and the people you love and your inner circle in your head. Reset your head back to normal. Tune it all out. It's all fucking bullshit. It's all bullshit. Plain and simple. It was nothing but a scheme and a scam from the beginning, and we're going to continue to stay on top of it. It's a little tricky again because a lot of perpetrators, they'll leave traces at a crime scene. And good investigators, good crime scene techs, they'll pick up evidence, whether it's small traces or whether it's big mistakes, and that inevitably will lead back to so-called perpetrator. This has been a little bit different. Many moving parts. And the absence of things like eyewitnesses and motives and physical clues, as I said, make things more difficult. But nonetheless, time affords us an incredible amount of wisdom. And we can sit here now, 2 years into this, and say, this is a fucking scheme upside down. Now,